morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this period, that evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA, a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want. But I do encourage you to be specific. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. In the first quarter, the show is broken up into four segments. In the first quarter, we talk about tips and tools that you could use throughout the week to empower yourself. Then we open up those phone lines and take your calls for the last 45 minutes. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was I was sharing this with a phone, with a session I was with on this morning. I do another show in the morning out of Rhode Island. You could see all the shows on the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. And this is where I was co-host the show with my friend David Turco. And we were talking about prayer, and he was emphasizing that a lot of people got away from prayer and a form of prayer and any kind of source of formal prayer. And so we were just discussing prayer and how we kind of got, again, away from it. Even we were both, Dave and I, were born in the 60s and weren't brought up. We went to church and the traditional formal training. We were both raised Catholic. And how the generations now, they tend to not be in a formalized setting to learn techniques as far as prayer. But then when I was pointing out to David, when we look at energy, because we're all beings of source, we're all parts and pieces of Creator, you could look at it that prayer is we pray constantly, whether we realize it or not. Every single thing that we're saying is a form of prayer. Being a piece of Creator source, we are very powerful. We are all, again, Creator-like and made in the image of God-like or Creator-like. And being that so way that every single time we have a thought, we're doing a prayer. And so think of a lot of times by the time we are in the shower, we get up in the morning and think about, what are you thinking? Are you thinking, God, I have another day, a wonderful day. Thank you for this another day to wake up, to embrace people, to create, to work with my energy in a creative process? Or do we get up and kind of hit the alarm clock to sleep another day, kind of drag ourselves out of bed, get ourselves in the shower to wake up, and all of it, like kind of setting up your day to kind of be draggy and really not and setting yourself in an empowered way? And a lot of times by the time we are in our cars and going to our workplace, we're already setting in our place in what I call the static way, where we are not tuned into flow. We're not asking our body and setting up ourselves to embrace the wonders of the world, wonders of the, it's a miraculous thing to be alive and to set it up where we embrace life with new eyes, with fresh eyes. Today's a new opportunity to embrace life and to make changes that more empower you. Or do you get into, again, the static of the world? There's a lot of static out there, and static is negative thought patterns. Static is what I get into, I call a time to make the donuts posture, where we just get into a habit, a habitual habit of, this is how I live my life, this is what I have to do, I have to go into my job, and then I come home, and then I eat dinner and watch TV. And those literally create neural pathways in our brain. So every single day when you start tuning in, think of it again as a radio station. Are you tuned into static, or are you tuned into the flow of the universal energy? And you start noticing it in your life by directing your energy in a more empowered way. You start noticing, again, more flow in life. You start noticing things, synchronistic things start happening faster. You start noticing coincidences and all of those kind of things that lead you to your next step, versus where we feel like, again, we're just kind of in a habit and doing our daily habits. And so the more we start clearing ourselves off, the more we literally become more in tune with the flow of nature, with the flow of Gaia, Mother Earth, and also with the universal energies. And then you can get information every day by other people. You could be at the grocery store and you could overhear a conversation that could, you were wondering about, should I make a move? Should I go to take that job or take that advancement? And then you overhear a conversation about somebody's child that just took the risk and made that move. And so the universe talks to us all the time, and our guides and angels do all the time. It's a matter of us getting on the same frequency. And that goes back, the frequency, to the importance of energy maintenance. And I say that over and over again, and I don't feel like I could say it enough, because think of an energy maintenance program is allowing you to, again, clear your frequency, get out of static, and you can very simply tap into yourself and say, is life going the way I want it to? Do I wake up, again, embrace life and feel like this is another day for me as a piece of creator to create more joy, more peace, more happiness in my life? And as I do that, I radiate that out to others, knowing that we're profoundly connected. And so I'm helping myself and the world to create more peace in life right now and to more love, groundedness, or am I adding more static into the world? Am I adding more of the tension? In each of us, every single day, we are directing our energy to either simply put more, to add more static into the world, more chaos, or we add more flow, more love, more opening, more light. And the more we become more conscious, the more we become actually a lot of times more quiet. I noticed myself that I'm just listening more and just turning down the volume of static, because a lot of times we just talk just to fill up the space in the air. It's like if there's a pause in between conversations, we get nervous and we have to jump in and kind of do chatter instead of just being in the moment and just listening again to the flow. Then you start noticing literally the rhythm. You'll start hearing the universal hum. You'll start noticing the hum that goes through each and every single one of us matches up with our heartbeat. And remember, this goes down to us tuning into that each and every single one of us are all parts of Creator. We're all made like God. And so are you feeling God-like? Are you feeling God yet? Are you feeling that connection, that source? Or are you connected to the grids of chaos, the grids of separation, that veil that separates us from feeling, seeing, sensing our guides, our angels, our higher self? And the more you start directing the energy bit by bit, step by step, the more you start noticing that flow. And that flow becomes mana, it becomes life force, it becomes like mana as in soul food. And then you want to have that more in your life. And then you become having that practice that I talk about. So I had a client the other day where she was in tears, literally, and she was setting up an energy routine with her, but she also said, isn't there a faster way to do this? Can't it, like, there's like a fast society. We are so used to having things fast, and we do drive through with our food, and we drive through, we do our bills on the computer and all of the stuff. We're so used to things in an instant. You know, we could get a bag full of food and eat it up in 5 minutes. And so this is where with spirituality and connecting to our God self, it's a process and it is a practice. And there is no side cuts with this. This is shortcuts, side cuts. And so when we understand that and embrace that and not think of that as a punishment, can somebody have a Kundalini awakening or an awakening? Yes, somebody can have it. We hear about that all the time. But most of us are clearing bit by bit, step by step, and it's a process, and starting embracing the process and enjoying the process instead of resisting the process will have you then start making steps that you can feel profound steps in your life, feel profound lightness instead of heaviness. You'll feel it. You'll see it. You'll sense it. People will notice that you're feeling and looking lighter, and then that's all clues from the universe that you are stepping in the light direction, and that means the light direction for you. And this year in particular, I'm particularly aware of when I say the word right or wrong, because there's no right or wrong in the way of especially with the individual person. What's right for somebody is not right for the other person. It goes back down to feeling and sensing in your heart. Does this make me feel light? Does this make me feel expanded? Do I feel in flow with this decision, down from changing a job, down to changing relationships, or do I feel constricted with it? Tap into your own heart. Your heart has all the answers. All the answers are truly within. So the more we look within ourselves, the more our outside life starts reflecting that. And then you start reflecting it. Then again, you get so plugged into that universal energy, you have that be your guiding force. Then you're very mindful of the prayers you say every day. So the tip of the week is to think throughout the day, make a post-it. What are my prayers that I'm saying today? Just start tapping into it. AM and PM, start thinking, what did I put out today? Did I add more static into my life, into that, around to the world grid then? That means our whole place of family of humanity. Or did I add more peace? Did I put some stability out there? And then if in the evening you decided that you added more chaos, it's a real good time to recollect your thoughts, to forgive yourself, to really clear out and wipe the slate clean, because that's truly living in the now, and accept and set up yourself for the next day that you'll try a little bit better. You'll do a little harder. You'll really pay attention to what energy how you're directing your energy. And that's the bit by bit process, practice, process, practice, and it will absolutely affect your life. You'll feel more in flow. You'll be connected to that universe. universal energy, and that universal energy is available to each and every single one of us. Nobody has any more God in themselves than anybody else. And so the more you tune into that, the more you'll notice it in every part of your life. All right, so that's the prayer. So pay attention to the prayers that you're saying. Is it static or is it flow? We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. And you could get more information about upcoming classes by visiting the website www.carrieoconnor.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we're opening up the phone line, so you could call in right now. We're live today on October 19th. I can't believe it's already the 19th of October. This month is moving right by, and that gets into the conversation of the thoughts of where we're directing our energy. As far as right now, I notice a lot of people, they start bending forward when I see them in September, October. Their energy starts bending forward, meaning that they start worrying and thinking about Christmas. They start thinking about the next year coming. I know anyone that does late taxes, that's like October is your last extension period. And so it's a real period of us trying to again, stay in the now. So think of that as standing up straight. When we lean forward, when we start bending, we're getting out of line of that universal flow. When I compare it to a garden hose, and so if you just keep it simply, think that your spine and right above your head, all the way down to the bottom of your feet, is a hose, or there's a tube going right down there. And so the more we bend it by worrying, by thinking about the future, by getting all our head all crazy, think of we bend forward. When we hold on to the past, I see people symbolically going back to the past. They bend backwards, like they're doing a backwards pass. Or I see it as a symbolic thing that they're holding a big Santa Claus bag, but it's not full of toys, it's full of their history. So they want to keep it and carry it really close to them just in case they don't want to get hurt again. So they want to remember all the past horrors that happened to them. And what it's doing, it's actually literally they feel it's a protective pattern. It's a defense mechanism that we come up with. And we start doing these patterns, and we are what I call hard written. Our hard drive symbolically is written in our energy field by the time we're 3 to 4 years old. And so when we think of that, we have a lot of programs to deprogram ourselves with. And sometimes that could feel frustrating, or it could feel like, this is impossible. I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. How can I deprogram myself? And that goes back to, again, the practice and the process. And we have so much celestial help. We have our guides and angels. We have teams that are here to help us, and particularly right now at this time, because there is a huge shift. We are ending an age. The year 2012 is all about the end of a cycle. And so we're ending this cycle, and we're going on to another cycle. And this cycle that we're going on to has been called the Golden Age, in the year of coming up of peace. A lot of people aren't feeling peace right now. They're feeling fear. They're feeling chaos. They're seeing it, feeling it, sensing it. And so whenever we end an age and begin another one, there's always going to be a process of rebirthing. It's just like the birth process. And if you've ever had a child, I had two, we're in that active labor part. That active labor is when the contractions are coming faster and faster and closer and closer together, and they can be more painful. And so we have a choice, just like in labor. You can fight and contract those contractions, and you can contract yourself back and hold yourself back and have it be like a horrible experience. Or you could get into the breathing, get into the rhythm, and stop resisting the natural flow of the birthing process. And so you don't have to be pregnant to go through this birthing process. Each and every single one of us are doing it now. We're either doing it consciously or unconsciously. And again, your outside world reflects the directions that you're giving the universe. And so if there's a lot of chaos, if there's a lot of static, if there's a lot of drama, then you could use some reprogramming. You could start directing their energy in a different manner. And each and every single one of us are, again, like the creator. So we do have the ability to start changing the energies and signals that we put out. So we put out, think of like the computer as our input and output signals, carrier signals. And so what kind of signals are you putting out? And what people are starting to notice is that they're saying that as the veil is becoming thinner, they're seeing it as karma coming around faster. What comes around goes around is the saying that we all know, karma, you know, the law of attraction. We get what we put out. And I don't see that necessarily that the karma is coming in faster. Yes, our experiences are happening faster, but karma is instant. But we're physical beings, so it could be that it's denser. So it's in circumstances it could come to seem slower as far as coming back into our direct experience. But when I went to I went this summer, for those who didn't know, I went to Ecuador, and I was on a spiritual journey through, the people were gathered by Stuart Wilde, and if anybody's not familiar with him, I highly recommend all his books, all his work, Stuart Wilde, and that's W-I-L-D-E with an E, Wilde with an E, and one of his teachers, Chris Krupchak, was running the group that I was in, and so we had the ceremony ayahuasca, and so just to make a long story short, in part of my journey, what the guides and angels showed me is how fast karma comes out. And so they showed me this wave of gold energy right in front of me, and it hit what looks like a symbolic wall, and it instantly went back. And so then they showed me what it looks like to send love out, like a love wash I always talk about. And so that energy went right from the heart, went and hit that wall that looks like plexiglass, and came right back over me, and it showered me with all this feelings of love, compassion, and just a feeling of openness. And they also showed me what it feels like when I put static out there, as far as like static thoughts or chaotic thoughts, of how fast it comes up. That plexiglass thing, the symbolic plexiglass, is 2 feet in front of our energy field. And so think of, and we all have this, and so this is when I'd always talk about the tubes and balls in our energy field. So think of when we put our directions out, we have this think of infinity eight, this backlash of what we're putting out there. And so we might not see it instantly in our life, but it starts setting up the seeds of potential. So in front of our energy field, we have what I call the field of potential, or a lot of people call it, and that's where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, but we also put our worst nightmares out there. So with every thought, word, and deed, we're feeding it, and so it's important for us to weed that area right there, weed it from our fear, and put really good energy. Think of gold energy going out there in front of you. Gold brings stability. Gold brings that nurturing down to our bones, and again, weeding out those thoughts, taking them out, and literally think of it as weeding your garden in front of you. And so we're putting those in those potentials. I see that everything has tubes and balls. So think of you're trying to create a relationship or a new job. think of that job or relationship as a ball that goes right out in front of your heart, and get in front and get in touch with the feelings there. What does the job or relationship feel like? How do you feel to enter into a new job or relationship? And so the more we're able to put those feelings, our heartfelt feelings, not our mind directions, because that, again, causes more static, our heartfelt feelings, the more we feel instantly. Think of that plexiglass. It gives us that washback feeling, and then we can feel that we are stepping more in the light direction. So then we're putting out a signal, a stronger carrier signal out to the universe, and then we start attracting the people in if we're looking for a relationship or the jobs. And so job opportunities, so then all of a sudden we synchronistically hear about an opening that's down the street or a job fair that's across the town. Then it's our job, our responsibility to go to those job fairs. A lot of times people think if they have their vision boards and they pray hard enough that the people are going to come up to the door and knocking on the door. And they see that all the time, and people really start beating themselves up, or they get disappointed and say, why am I not manifesting? So why haven't I met somebody, or what's up with the job? But the answer is always within the energy field. So if we think about, again, we're putting our energy out with every thought, word, and deed. How are we directing it? Are we putting out more static, or are we putting out more love? Are we putting out more pure thoughts, or are we putting out, again, chaos? And then you start really consciously weeding out those times, and this is the practice part. So we all could have our human hair days where we feel really chaotic, and so it's like the game of life is how fast you get yourself back into alignment. And sometimes you can feel like it's every 5 minutes you have to realign yourself, like reining in your energy, like reining in a horse. But the more you do it, you literally create the pathways within your energy field to keep you in alignment, to keep that garden hose all straight and not all kinked up and not leaning or bending in either any other direction, sideways and or frontwards. They're all kinked up, and all you keep your tubes, is what I call, nice and clear. It's that energy is like a cream rinse for the soul. And so it opens us up, keeps us in balance, feeds our soul, and again, starts clearing out the static and start bringing in that love force, the directions from the universe. And then we start taking those steps, and then we have then we're shown the next step. So that's the more of a co-creative relationship with the universal energies and our guides and angels, versus what we're stepping out of is the residual of the patriarchal, matriarchal, mother, father, God, where we hand our power and prayers over to somebody that appears to be up in the sky. And so this is what, this is the end of this age, where we're clearing out those patterns of waking up to, there's nobody that we're handing up those, nobody's receiving our messages up there, that people are right in front of us, meaning that our guides or angels are all around us, they're not somewhere up there, that they're, we want to start looking right in front of us, right on the side of us. And so, and a lot of people, they go out of their body when they're trying to manifest. So it's really important to be fully in your body and to really be present to, and again, pay attention to how you're directing your energy, and then you will notice the miracles, and then you follow the steps. It's our responsibility to follow them. And so, again, if you hear about something, then you attend it, and then you go to the next step, and you meet another person that tells you about another step, and then life becomes like a journey where we're excited about what's going to happen. It's like almost like a treasure hunt versus where we feel like we're fighting all odds. And so, again, look at your life. Look at different departments in your life. Your life will absolutely show you how you're directing your energy. And every single day, every single hour, every single minute, actually, we could go into retrain our thoughts and start getting out of that static. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to go to another break, and then we'll be back to the phone lines.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Posture is not just about standing up straight. It's about being aware of and connected to every part of yourself. This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, and I'd like to share some information about posture with you. The human body craves alignment. When we are properly aligned, our bones, not our muscles, support our weight. The big payoff with proper posture is that we feel healthier and have more energy. Poor posture distorts the alignment of bones, chronically tenses muscles, and contributes to stressful conditions such as loss of vital lung capacity, increased fatigue, reduces blood flow and oxygen to the brain, and much more. For tips on how to improve our posture, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-289, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, I'd love to do that. And let me give out that number one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. You want to add a little one in there, so it's 1-800-930-2819. On the line we have, Dan, I believe, yes, calling in from Seattle. Dan, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, pleasure to meet you. And it looks like you have a little buddy with you, too, a little dog in the background.
Yeah, let me close that door.
If you wouldn't mind. Let me just give a little history behind what Dan's calling in about. He's a poker player locally in Seattle. And, Carrie, he's recently caught a pretty bad batch of cards while playing. And this isn't a little one. It's been going on for some time now. And he wants to know if it's maybe something outside his calculations for figuring out being a poker player. So, Dan, welcome back to the show. Are you there? Cool. Thanks for hanging in there. Carrie is with Dan.
Hi, Dan. So explain, how long has this been going on?
All year.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. First thing I want to say to you is I want to give you my impressions first, and I want to know why I'm seeing this. The first thing I get is that all number fours around you, 444, and especially the last 4 weeks, the last 4 months, the last 4 days, going into April of 209, a significant turning point, and I see your whole energy body taking a turn to the left and doing about 180 degrees. So think of that represents the left side is our feminine side and also our ability to receive abundance, receive cards, receive, take in. And so when somebody does it, like all of a sudden, kind of a 180 degree turn, it's their energy field is opening, or think of churning and clearing out. And a lot of times it goes to past things, right? And so we all go through cycles. And so then that brings me to the last 4 years, the last 4 months, even going down, Dan, to when you were 4 years old. So what were you going to say?
Oh, no, it was just that I'm involved in something else. And I'm a scientist, and I'm dealing with something else that involves everybody on the planet. And I just felt that this was could be coming from the outside, that's all, because it's
okay.
An extremely miserable run of cars, let's put it that way.
Okay. And have you noticed it more from in the last 4 months in particular? And what is the significance of April of 209? If it doesn't make sense now, think about it, because your third chakra, that sense of self, self-esteem, through the subconscious, is showing me it's like a big, it looks like a fist, like a hole ripped in your energy field, and it starts in April. Then it starts spiraling the energy in that counterclockwise spin. And so that would interfere, like static, and it does appear to come from the outside. And so it's like, think of a universal punch, but I don't want to say as like the God source, but it's like a hit. And imagine like the commercials with the Pillsbury Doughboy. Whenever I see a fist that makes the indent, you know, and so it's like the wind gets knocked out of you. What's that?
April doesn't bring to mind anything. Of course, that whole period of time was directly involved with my work as a scientist. And
All right. When I see a period, it could be that April was like with the straw that broke the camel's back or that kind of deal, or that start the spin into the way it is now, because I definitely see you lunging forward, like, again, like somebody that got punched in the stomach, right? And that's why,
right.
And I even, again, go back to the last 4 years. And so it's not just starting this year is what I'm saying, is that we can,
no,
again, go
this has been
cycles.
Going on. My
Excuse
work
me?
Has been going on for a long time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And so, and I'm also seeing, especially from now and over the 4 days, next 4 weeks, next 4 months, because there's a team of which looks like guides that are scientists that are coming in and patching up, and they're putting all this, like, it looks like an aluminum stuff on your third chakra to help not leak the energy out of it, as far as to be able to have you stand up energetically stronger. And then that will also be able to help clear out the, when I'm looking at the top of your, it's like I'm standing on top of your head, I'm looking at the left side of your energy field, especially when I go out to the 2 to 7 feet in front of you. It's like half of it, it looks like it's all foggy or static. So this is going to help you clear out the static part and feel like you're much more in the flow, especially when it's over the next 4 weeks, 4 days, four, into the next 4 months in particular. It's like giving you stronger foundational energies is what it is. And that's feeling, again, then I see infinity eights moving forward out of your energy field, and that's significant as far as, again, more flow instead of twisted infinity eights means to me more static. Then I go right to your eyes, as far as your right eye, and it looks like right over the eyebrow. Symbolically, it looks like it's like doing like a furrow brow, and so that goes into, again, I noticed I was going to say perceptions, but I almost said obsessions. And then then I'm looking at Dad's side of the family, as far as like the a sense of compulsive, like holding on to something very, very tightly. And I'm not necessarily saying you, it's just patterns within the male family that's coming up to get shifted and changed. And then again, from now to December, I see your whole energy field, and I see a maternal grandmother coming in with an ironing board, and that's one of my major symbols that it sounds little, but it's big. It's like things get ironed out, things get more smoother, and especially when you enter into December. And then I see a whole bunch of things popping up. It's like almost like a jack-in-the-box, but it feels like stuck energy that's able to get free. And then it's interesting because it just goes up to your neck in December. So at first there's a release, and then you're able to see things clearer, different. And I'm going to the scientist part, and then I see you going out of the box rather cautiously and not in a fear way. It's just being very mindful as far as how you go up. But when I get into December, there does seem like to be like a breakthrough with this, and then that's going to spill over to the heart. You know what I mean? So as you know,
right,
everything goes hand in hand. And so because then I see you delivering your shoulders. It almost looks like I'm watching you deliver yourself as far as like a rebirthing process, because then the shoulders come out. And again, it's more of an awareness of 360 degrees as soon as you make that major breakthrough. And then it's kind of fascinating because I see your head as not only having it turns into all eyes, like the all-seeing gods, where there's all eyes all around you, so there's eyes in the back of your head. And so that, again, goes to perception, open perception. And
that's actually a very good analogy of what I'm working on.
Okay, good, perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it
again.
Is. No, I'm on the verge of writing an equation, and
okay,
it's an
perfect
equation of how. Okay, I know what geometry our universe has, and so the real question is how do we locate ourselves within it? So the all-seeing eye means that I've figured the equation out, so we can see where we are anywhere in the universe. That makes sense.
There you go. And then there's like as I watch you go up. So there's the head with the all-seeing eye. And then when it gets to the shoulders, like, the neck in particular, it feels like it could have freedom. But what's fascinating is just watching your shoulders. It's like as you come out of the boxes, again, a very deliberate, like, rising up, 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 and it's just really kind of fascinating because it's like a, almost like watching a ballet, a ballet person just really deliberately doing their art. And so, again, I keep on going back into December, the all-seeing eye thing part, and you feel, like, flow, and there's, like the plexiglass is gone. That's like a symbolic thing that has been blocking, and there's flow. And part of the timing absolutely has to do with outside influences as far as, you know, sometimes the outside could come in and play, and I'm seeing that there's a, that's what from now to December is clearing off any kind of outside influences going back to the third chakra, where I'm seeing this team of energetic scientists. They're all dressed in, which looks, again, very much like metal or, I mean, like aluminum suits that are meant to help fill in that third chakra. Okay?
That is a fascinating little picture.
Yeah, isn't it? It's
well,
part of the...
I don't have time. We don't have time to explain what I'm working on, but you will hear about it when it happens.
Very good, very good.
Literally the cards are running, and the odds against this occurring are mm-hmm. beyond astronomical. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting? I have to break in here that before when we were waiting Benny to just choose me into the next call, or when I was tapping into your energy, the first thing I was seeing was real flush, that I saw all kings, queens, and jacks. And I don't know cards, but I know the royal flush is important, but it's symbolically the royal, the kings and the queens, and the jacks all represented the entitlement. It goes back to entitlement, and there's the sense of, again, royalty, and that goes back to as far as being able to help us see ourselves as a piece of creator, you know what I mean, as far as the God part, the creator part. And I saw you, like, with your left hand easily kept on coming up with royal flushes. And so, again,
I've always had a lot of them, by the way. I've had more royal flushes than any human being I've ever met, by the way.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
so
I've had more than one
you...
a year. What's that?
Wow. Well, the way I see you easily flip your left hand with it, there's a part that your energy knows that this has to do with, again, entitlement. There's the kings and queens represent our piece of aspect, God, creator, and that even goes bridges over to the part of the scientist as far as being able to plug in, the royalty. It's like our birthright, going back down to our divine heritage and being able to plug into that more. The more we're able to do that, just like I was speaking earlier, we get out of that static part, and so... You're definitely going through the breakthrough period. And again, when I get to as far as December, there's a huge breakthrough where it feels like the jack is out of the box. And even think of the jack in the box represents the jack of the cards. You know what I mean? So it's like I pay attention to everything as far as you know, spirit speaks in symbolic language. A picture says 1,000 words. And even the jack in the box, instead of the trillions of things my head could have picked, it was that kind of sense of where that little thing comes popping out, where it feels like it could break through. And again, they kept on making a deal about how your shoulders seem to rise up. It's almost like with air, with the real ease, but there's a real direction, because the all-seeing eye part is like calculating how the rest of your body rises up. And so December is going to be really interesting for you.
It's going to rise. It's going to... require some judgment. The situation that we're in, and my part in it. I'll just say that I'm going to be responsible for saving a lot of lives, and so it's just going to take some judgment. That's a good. What a wonderful analogy, by the way.
Good. I'm glad you got it, because this is all your energy field explaining that, and so I see that, because that's where the shoulders, and it keeps on going back to like delivering the baby. So that would be going back to delivering the people. You know what I mean? And there's the all seeing eyes helps you deliver. It's like a thing of ease as far as what the steps are to what to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what they keep on representing that. Fascinating. Very fascinating. Yeah.
Do you want to know our situation?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's put it this way. We're spirits that create bodies, life forms. All right. And in a conserved universe, it ain't free.
Yep.
And so we've created a conservation debt made of antimatter.
Okay.
And we figured out a way to park it as far away as possible as it can be put in the universe. Okay. Now, you and I both know the answer to the next question. Do we get to dodge the pain, the debt forever?
Uh-huh.
Of course not.
Right.
And so what it is this ball of antimatter is coming at us from as far away as possible in the universe at half the speed of light, which means it's coming at us on the plane of the Earth's ecliptic, and the sun gets in the way because it's not for the sun, and it makes the sun explode. And I wouldn't be telling you this, of course, unless there was a way of stopping it.
Right, right.
All right, and the way of stopping it requires this, we'll just call it a navigation equation that allows us to orientate ourselves precisely, you know, within the universe, our location with, a, you know, with respect to the rest of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on it for 17 and a half years now. And the date of arrival, we were being well-warned by extraterrestrials as to exactly when our conservation debt is to arrive. Which is in December, the July 16th, 2012. And we have to wake up as a species and collectively work together to stop this, and that's my job.
Right. I gotcha.
Okay.
We have to go to our break. I'd love you to hang out and talk. So that's great, Dan, and thanks. Yeah, let me see if there's any other callers, all right? So, yeah, okay. Hang on the line.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Kerry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be here with you to the top of the hour. And, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
We'll do it now. Just want to let everybody know, we did let Dan go from Seattle. He had a great story, and hopefully we can help him out in further ventures. And, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, being a card player, man, I know... Getting a bad string of cards is not fun, and it's so hard to get rid of. And because, you know, your mind's all wrapped up with a lot of the number situations and statistics
right.
that's going on. And, you know, sometimes those outside forces just are not friendly to us when we're playing the game. But moving on, we actually now have Kay calling in from Puyallup. Carrie, she had a question about a dream she had, or at least is maybe be currently having. So let's go ahead and help her out. Kay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, how can I help you?
Well, I'm an avid dreamer, and yep. I usually remember all my dreams.
Uh-huh.
So I was having a dream, and at this time, I don't remember what the dream was, but right in the middle of the dream was like a flash of somebody standing in the doorway. It was dark, and like, I looked at the back of the person, and it was just a split second, and then I went back to my dream. And it's been driving me crazy. I can't figure it out.
Okay.
What would cause that?
All right, so describe it to me again. You're dreaming, you're an avid dreamer, and then all of a sudden what you're describing to me would be a lucid dream, and so that's when the dreamer is knowing that they're dreaming. They're dreaming within the dream, and they kind of direct the dream, and or they could, within the dream, get pulled out of the dream and see the get into something else. So describe the person in the door. What did you see in the back of the doorway? Did you say you looked at the person behind them?
Yes. It was like a big person standing in the doorway.
Yep.
But the person was all black. And
okay.
then it was just like a flash, like, what? And then I went back to my other dream.
Oh, interesting.
And then I kept dreaming until I woke up.
Okay. All right. Well, think of doorways, and literal doorways and windows are portals, because in the universal language, we know that doorways and windows are portals. And so stand in the doorway and the black energy doesn't necessarily have to be negative, because sometimes there's angels that could feel it coming back. What did it feel like? Because you know what it is, Kay? The veil is becoming thinner, just as I said before. And so that's where, and there's the other dimensional people are all around us. I mean, we're talking about the 2 to 4 feet around us that it contains the universe. We are the center of our universe. And so when we're dreaming, we get out of the physical body, right? And we're traveling through the astral planes, and so we're through the other dimensions.
Right.
And so then and because you're an avid dreamer, and what you're doing is doing multidimensional. We're tapping into understanding what is multidimensionality, and so that's tapping into again the other dimensions. And so, what was your feeling and sense with the person? Because I'll tell you my sense after. I want your sense first. Was it? Did it feel like a curious person staring at you? Did it feel like a sense of like a light? Did it feel heavy? Did it feel benign? Did it feel like? Did you not really have a feeling with it? Were you more curious about it?
I felt confused. It was
okay.
Like what? Mm-hmm. And the thing is my husband is a big guy.
Yeah,
but I don't think it was my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But he did tell me when I told him about the dream. He said, well, that's weird. The night before, because this was like a nap time dream, like during the day. He said the night before, he dreamt that he had a disease that started with the letter L. And I thought, oh, my God, what if that's connected? Because I believe in, you know, the afterlife and psychics and... you know, I watch ghost countries, all that stuff. So I believe.
Right.
And so I wasn't really necessarily calling to see if the two were related. But I just thought my dream was too weird, you know.
Right.
It confused me, and I didn't know why.
Well, what I, again, I see that you're going to have more of the lucid dreaming, and that's the multidimensional dreaming. So it's like opening it, waking up with the dream within the dream. In my feeling, when you're bringing me back to your energy there, it looks like I'm not getting a feeling of again, negative. I'm seeing it at a degree that's 45 degree, right? And that's usually the energy of like the celestial and the angelic. But I always tell people, and I'm also noticing that it was further away from you. I'm seeing your bed, and I'm not seeing it right standing right next to you, right? And so, and again, it's like a doorway and a portal. And it even looks like a, I had the guy that used to look, come in this very much, it was a hooded person that looked, if I looked at it, it looked very dark and black, but it was a monk that was teaching me things. And so it's a sense of a guide, but I always tell people as far as whenever we, go to bed, or that's what I talk about energy maintenance, protect ourselves, protect the doorways and the hall and the, and make sure we have like Archangel Michael and the Band of Mercy to surround ourselves and to surround our whole surrounding, especially when we go to sleep. And remember that if we ever feel anything that we don't like, you know, you say you get in your core and you say get out, because that's part of their, they have to get out. And an angel or a guide is not going to get upset if we get out. I don't see it related as to your husband having a dream that he had a disease with the letter beginning with L. I don't see it related at all. At least that's the way I'm reading the energy. And actually, I see his mom coming up in the, and then I'm seeing Lucille Ball and all these other like L, like Lily, Lucy, La. And so I see that part of the dis-ease on the husband's side has to do with him opening up things on his left side, the feminine side, being able to pull in the universal energy more on the feminine side, and that goes to mom's patterns. And so you can get into, then I'm hearing his mom say la. So it's being able to receive the feminine energy, the divine feminine energy, which is clearing out stuff from his past. And I go back to even when he was 18 months old is what she's showing me, up to 2.5 years old to 4 years, and he brings me right to the back of the bottom, the back of his heart, and not the physical heart, it's more the energy heart. And so, and when I go in the back, that again represents past to me. And I see them in a sense of somebody curling or hiding in a cupboard or hide, you know, when you play hide and seek, it's like a sense of somebody hiding, but the mom showed me a history of feeling like I have to hide because somebody's going to get me, as far as, it could even be past life where people had to hide, where government came over and took over people. So again, it's like a cellular clearing out is what I see with him. When again, when I go, I look at your stuff, I see that this is like another level of dreaming. It's a part of the multidimensional self. It's a an expanded thing. I really see that it's a good potential that it's not going to stop, and that's why the getting in the protecting yourself as far as then the subconscious mind can feel like I can. Again, investigate this more, and again, doorways, windows are portals where people can come in and be around us. That's where that's what they are. The portals, portals, and doorways.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. You have a very good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye, hon. All right. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and for private readings for classes, we're starting a series of the spiritual development classes. You could listen to these anywhere in your home. You could listen. They were starting this Friday, and the following Friday, and then two Saturdays. And we have a lot of other stuff coming. And if you're not physically available, again, you could get these by MP3 or WAV format or CDs. Get all the information at www.carrieoconnor.com, or check out the email for any kind of questions at union1111@yahoo.com. We'll be back with you next week, and may you align with the divine.